great job again. Just, you know, pitching on the wrong days the last couple of times. Only scored one run for him, I think, the last two outings. So, but, you know, another great outing for Chris. Good to see Lopez and Bummer throw the ball well, too. So, you know, that was good. We just couldn't get anything going offensively. You know, Brown, the breaking ball below the zone, we had a hard time laying off. It's a good arm, you know. So, yeah, just one of those nights we couldn't score.
Just kind of looked like with Kim, it was kind of one of those.
Yeah, you know, that ground ball, it looked like kind of kicked to the right on his way, on the way out to him, about halfway to him. And I think it got his footwork out of whack there. I think, and then, you know, then it was a tough position to try to flip the ball. So, yeah.
You think about Sale. I mean, you got nine starts, eight starts or six plus innings at two runs or less. I mean, you can't ask for anything.
No, you can't. I mean, that's a typical Sale outing right there. It's six or seven innings. It's two runs or less, and it's punch outs and all and everything else. So, no, he's been unbelievable. But yeah, unfortunately, he's been tough luck loser the last couple of times. You know, he's just certainly thrown the ball well enough the last two times to win.
What's it like to have the J.R. Richies and the young pitchers watch Chris Sale as an older guy?
Yeah, you know what? Not everybody has a model like that to look at every day. And I told them that the first day of spring training, the first day of pitchers and catchers. Watch how number 51 operates. You know, you're very fortunate to have someone like that to watch and to model every day. So, he's top shelf.
He said, "I don't game plan well, but I can teach you how to compete." Where does he rank on the spectrum of pitchers? You've seen a lot of great ones.
Yeah. No, he's right there with the greats. I go back to Dave Stewart and Bob Welch in the Oakland days, and Eckersley, and obviously Smoltz and Maddox and Glavin here. He's right there. He's right there with the greats. Yep.
You feel like when he gets in trouble, he puts it up a gear?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that can go get some more. You know, you'll see him cruising in the mid-90s and then get a little traffic or there's a tough situation. Here comes upper 90s. Still doing that at this point in his career. He's pretty special.
Walt, that Kim play, is that one of those things where he's still kind of getting his feet under him, or do you just say, oh, it's just kind of a fluky thing?
Yeah, no, I think it's a fluky thing. Yeah, he's a hell of a shortstop. I think it was a tricky play. The ball kicked to the right on him, to his left, and I think his footwork just got out of whack, and he got in a tough position to flip the ball there. So, but he's a hell of a defender.
With Sale, we always look at his intensity, but he can have a lot of fun out there. And, you know, we saw him when he thought it was the only two outs or whatever, and look at asking for the fourth out. How much fun is it just to see him also have fun out there on the field?
Look, when you're at that level, I think it's probably easier for those guys to slow the game down whenever they want to. You know, we got that comebacker at him a few weeks ago or whatever at home here, and the ball that was smoked back at him, and he catches the ball, and then he turns around and checks his pants, you know, and right after he catches it, the guys at that level, they just operate a little bit differently. It probably slows the game down a lot better than most.
And who is it that might razz him the most about that tonight?
There's probably a long list there. Yeah.
I know you lose tonight, but there's that added, just keep winning series.
Yep, that's it. You know, win series. I mean, of course, you want to win every night. You want to win every night. We thought we were set up with Sale on the mound to sweep a series against a really good team. But we win another series, and that's what you want to do. You just want to keep stacking up series wins, and we've been able to do that for the most part.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.